This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the U.S. House prepares to vote Thursday to officially launch the impeachment process, new witnesses from the diplomatic community are expected to be speaking with House investigators about Ukraine. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Lawmakers will hear from Tim Morrison, a former GOP aide appointed to be President Trump's top advisor for Russian and European affairs. Morrison's name was repeatedly mentioned by the acting Ukraine ambassador when William Taylor testified that the president demanded political dirt on Democrats from the new president of Ukraine. Morrison has just resigned from his post. He'd been brought on board by former National Security Advisor John Bolton, and both were engaged in disputes with the administration about the activities of Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani in Ukraine, bypassing traditional U.S. diplomatic circles. Bolton's now being summoned by House investigators who want to hear from him next week. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
More details from the Pentagon on the bold U.S. military raid that took out Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Video and images released late Wednesday show the assault. Our Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more details.
Aerial footage shows U.S. forces taking out hostile fighters who had fired on the helicopters during their approach. Armed with compound details and power in the skies, the commander in charge of the raid said U.S. forces moved in on Baghdadi's location.
He crawled into a hole with two small children and blew himself up while his people stayed on the ground. You can deduce what kind of person it is based on that activity.
Footage shows U.S. air power leveling the area after stripping data from the compound, taking two prisoners, and collecting Baghdadi's remains. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Find more at voanews.com. This is